presentation for the third quarter of 2017. My name is Cristina Del Castillo. I'm the Director of Investor Relations and Shareholders Relations of Fluidra. The presentation will be made by our Executive President, Mr. Lloyd Planes, and our Corporate Director General, Mr. Xavier Tintoret. The documentation, which will be used as support, will be available on our webpage under Shareholders and Investors, under the periodical public information. It has also been sent this very morning to the stock exchange authorities, and you can find it in this body's webpage. The recording of this multi-conference will be available as of the next working day under the company's website, under Shareholders and Investors, under periodical public information. Let's start the presentation. I give the floor to Mr. Lloyd Planes. Thank you, Cristina. Good morning, and welcome to Fluidra's results presentation for the third quarter of 2017. The cumulative figures at the end of September confirm once again the positive evolution of all of our businesses in all geographies. Markets have behaved very positively during the campaign, both in terms of residential pools and in terms of commercial pools. Residential pool sales show good growth rates in the products addressed to the already existing pool stock and the newly built pools. There is a clear growth in value-added products and also in mass-market products, highlighting this segment of above-ground pools. We have closed an excellent campaign in the Northern Hemisphere with double-digit growth in all of our geographies, and we're starting with the same positive dynamics, the campaign in Southern Hemisphere markets. Both the performance of the P&L account and the balance sheet, which you can see on page number three, they show an excellent evolution. The good performance in all geographies have made sales to reach 630 million euro, a growth rate of 11.5% if we compare it to the previous year. On a standalone basis, this quarter, the organic growth of consolidated sales is up 7%, a very solid growth rate, which is basically linked to maintenance. The increase in the volumes of activity and the operational leveraging of the company thrust forward all profitability indicators. The EBITDA growth rate has been 24.1%, reaching 94.5 million euros. EBITDA is at 70.9 million, showing a growth rate of 31%. And the net profit is of 38 million, with a growth rate of 44%. The management of the net working capital, which fell compared to the growth in sales, together with the greater results in the P&L account, have actually caused some excellent levels of cash flow, allowing us to reduce the debt in more than 30 million, and it is currently 150.4 million. Beyond the figures that Xavier will explain in greater detail, we have kept on working in reinforcing the company's strategy. On page number four, you will find the most recent highlighted facts. During the third quarter, as we already reported last July, we have purchased Piscine Laghetto and Riord. Both acquisitions are framed within our strategy of focusing on swimming pools and to bet on innovation and the Internet of Things. As novelties, we'd like to highlight today, first of all, that Fluidra keeps on betting on innovation. Following this line, we have participated in Imagine Silicon Valley 2017 for the development of disruptive innovation in the world of pools. It is a program of ideas open to all of our employees. The winner had the opportunity to develop his idea in Silicon Valley during a whole month, sharing his experience with other companies. Over there, we developed the fluid reality prototype, some mixed virtual reality eyeglasses for digital games inside and outside of the water. Our goal is to open up innovation to the most disruptive world and to make our teams to be updated and to keep a high level of awareness with regards to new technologies. Second fact, in the commercial pool division, we have won a project for the design, installment, and setup of a spectacular fountain in the Kashukaya shopping mall in Moscow. This fountain may create images, logotypes, and any type of messages. In addition, it has an in-motion system that recognizes the visitor's movements through the camera, and it creates an interaction with the fountain. Our commercial pool activity keeps on evolving at a good pace and obtaining good projects. This year is being highly productive for this business unit. And to end, approximately 1 year ago, we set up the Fluidra Foundation to order and give strength to our initiatives in the field of corporate social responsibility. The Fluidra Foundation activities are well aligned with two basic commitments: the social commitment with projects oriented towards accessibility, awareness, and education about the use of water, and also the cultural commitment, which focuses especially on promoting music. From that point of view, and during this quarter, the Fluidra Foundation has presented the KAG25 project, which will refurbish a 25-hectare lot in the south of Senegal to turn it into an agricultural operation. The KAG25 project, which will be developed during the next 4 years, will be carried out with the Solidary Education Association and the Piers Schools in the west of Africa, which will offer agricultural professional training to 2,000 children and young people in the Karang Agricultural School. Thanks to this project, the new generations in this region will have a greater food autonomy and a greater entrepreneurial capacity in order to improve their quality of life in the future. And now I'm going to leave the floor to Xavier Tintoret, who will give you a more detailed explanation about the results we have obtained. Well, thank you, Loy. Next, I'm going to give you a detailed explanation of the results we have attained till September 2017. The results include 9 months of Cybo activity, which, as you will remember, was included in the group in the third quarter of 2016, and only 2 months of ATH, the divestiture we carried out in the first quarter of the year. And we also consolidated the activity of Piscine Laghetto, the Italian above-ground pool manufacturer we acquired in July, and also the Riot Labs startup. As usual, for the sake of comparison, we will show you the organic data and the total data for many items. Let's analyze page number 5, the evolution of the main lines in the P&L account. The sales figure grew by 11.5%, in which currency impact is practically nil, and 0.9 points is the impact of inorganic growth. Thus, organically and considering the same exchange rate, we have reached an excellent 10.6%. Further beyond, we will break it down per geographic area and business units. The gross margin reached 50.7%, 60 base points below the previous years. And if we exclude the perimeter change associated to Cybo mainly, which operates with gross margins that are below our group's, the reduction is of 40 base points. Out of this drop, about 20 base points are the result of the increase in commodity costs. 30 base points are accounted by time or temporary factors which are reverted for the year, and they are the outcome of the intense start of productive plans campaigns and the implementation of the initial phases of commercial pool projects, which include a lower margin. All of this is partially compensated by 10 favorable points associated to the management of sale prices. Operational expenses before provisions and amortizations reached 222.6 million with a growth rate of 6%, out of which foreign exchange accounts for about 0.4 points, and the perimeter change accounts for an additional 0.4 points. Additionally, this item actually reflects the positive impact associated to the sale of ATH for approximately 1 million euros net of all transaction costs. Provisions for bad debt reached 2.6 million euros, 0.4% of sales, with reductions in multiple geographies of the south of Europe and the Middle East mainly. The greater volume and the excellent operational leveraging account for the EBITDA growth, which goes from 76.1 to 94.5 million euros, which reflects an increase of 24.1% multiplied by more than twice the sales growth. The EBITDA margin is 15% and it improves by 150 base points the previous years. the financial result is mainly affected by foreign currencies, which in the previous year had a favorable impact, and this year they have a negative impact. The tax rate improves, and it is at 29.7%. As a result of all of the things I've explained so far, we have an excellent increase of our net result, which goes from 26.4 to 38.1 million euro, which implies more than a 44% growth. On page number 6, you can see the sales evolution per geographic areas. There has been an excellent performance in Europe in general. It is important to highlight that in 2017, Spain still follows the good positive trend from the previous year, with a growth rate at constant perimeter of 9%. This good performance comes both from the professional installers market and from the large distribution channel. Southern Europe keeps on progressing very favorably with a growth rate of 15.1%, out of which 5 base points account for the perimeter change for Cybo and Laghetto mainly. The organic growth is supported by significant increases in France, Portugal and Italy, with a very good contribution made by the professional channel and a very good growth rate in the mass market. Central and Western Europe have a sales increase of 10.1%, which under constant currency is more than 13%. These figures include 9 months of cyber activity, which accounts for 10 growth points. Eastern Europe grew by 18.3% under constant currency, thanks to the good performance in Croatia, Bulgaria and the Czech Republic. On the other hand, in the evolution of Asia and Australia, would like to highlight the impact of commercial pool projects, which we mentioned in previous conferences, and also the good evolution of the residential pool business in Australia and a more stable situation in China. And finally, the rest of the world keep on having a very good evolution with good support in all of the Americas, with good growth rates in Brazil, Mexico and the USA. On page number 7, we show the evolution of the different groups' business units, a good evolution of pool and wellness in general, with good growth rates in all product categories for residential pools, with a special highlight in dosage equipment, pumps, cleaning materials, and above-ground pools. Commercial pools have shown a good performance associated to the Asian Games projects in Indonesia, Summer Universiade in Taipei, and the progress in the fountain business with installations in the east of Europe mainly. Water treatment also shows a good growth rate in this campaign, with a special emphasis in disinfection equipment. Fluid handling in pools has had also an excellent year, which has been accelerated by the inclusion of Cybo, which accounts for almost 6 points in this growth. Irrigation and water treatment, nationally domestic water treatment, they reflect the impact of the divestitures both in ATH, when we do not consolidate the sales since March, and CarPlus, which explains the reduction. Irrigation keeps on growing significantly, reaching 15.5% during this 9 months, out of which most is organic growth. On page number 8, we show the group's working capital evolution. The net working capital has reached 197 million euro. Given that there are many effects that affect the closing figure, we have calculated the net working capital in an adjusted manner, the adjusted net working capital. Basically, it reflects the equalization of the perimeter associated to the purchase and sales of companies and also the existence of earnouts whose situation is short-term for about 19 million euro, amongst which we would like to highlight Aqua with 8 million, which, as you know, will be liquidated, will be paid during the fourth quarter this year. The net working capital adjusted for these factors reaches 213.4 million euro, which is a reduction of 1.2%, which compares with the sales growth of 11.5%. On the next page, page number 9, we show the evolution of our net financial debt and the free cash flow. The generation of cash during the first 9 months was of 29.5 million euro, about 27 million more than in the previous year. Out of these, half of them have been generated by the P&L account and the other half by the evolution of the net working capital and a lower CAPEX. And finally, the acquisitions item reflects the net figure of the payments for the first part of the Aqua earnout, the purchase of Legato, Riot, and some minorities, and the purchase for the sale of ATH for something more than, for a bit more than 10 million euros. The net financial debt is 150.4 million euros, about 33 million euros below the previous year. This debt represents a multiple over EBITDA during the last 12 months of 1.4 times. And without any further ado, I give back the floor to our Executive President, Mr. Luc Planas, so that he concludes this presentation of results. Thank you, Xavier. We are ending 2017 with great strength and dynamism, going very much beyond our expectations. All geographic markets have had a highly positive performance, highlighting Europe, Asia, and Australia amongst all of them. In addition to it all, the good operational leveraging of Fluidra has allowed us to enjoy high growth rates in all of our P&L accounts lines. This improvement in our P&L account, combined with an excellent working capital management, shows a great cash conversion, which has allowed us to reduce our debt in more than 30 million. With these results, we've been able to make headway in 18 months in the implementation of our goals, the goals defined in our strategic plan. Given the success of our best practices, we keep on focusing our development, the development of our strategy and the penetration in pools and wellness. For this reason, we have carried out the acquisitions of Piscine Legato and the startup Riot, which we already mentioned in our previous presentation in July. We keep on investing in the present and in the future, in the high-standing product range and in new solutions like the Internet of Pools, innovation and design as differential vectors for the identity of our company and our future growth. Our commercial pool division keeps on evolving at a very good pace and obtaining very good projects. We believe that both 2017 and 2018 will be highly successful for this activity. Dynamism, innovation, growth, all of it accompanied with improvements in all of our efficiency and profitability ratios. The uncertainty situation in Spain during the last few weeks have not had any impact so far in the national pool sector, which, as we have been able to verify during the pool trade show in Barcelona, it has ended with a very good season. For a number of months, the maintenance and the preparation for the new campaign show they define the dynamics, and we're very much careful to see the evolution of the current situation. This reality and our international sales structure do not make us foresee any variations in our forecasts. Thus, based on the data we have presented and the calculations for sales for the month of October, we confirm our guidance for the whole year, which we had already reviewed upwards last July. Let me remind you of what they are. To reach sales of between 775 and 790 million euros, increasing our profitability to take our EBITDA between 103 and 106 million euros, and improve our profitability over assets to go beyond 12% over EBIT, which will be equal to more than 50% over EBITDA. As you may have seen, we have ended our 2017 campaign in the Northern Hemisphere in an excellent way, and our forecasts, they tell us we'll have a record year for Fluidra. We will keep on working in the same line, focusing on the pool sector, trying to actually gain greater depth in all of our markets. The only thing I have left to do is to thank you for your participation in this multi-conference and to tell you that we'll be delighted to answer any questions you may have. Thank you very much indeed. Well, thank you. Thank you, Aloy and Xavier, for your detailed explanations. And now we will start the Q&A. Please go ahead with the first question. Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A starts now. If you want to ask a question, you should press 01 on your phone's dial. You should bear in mind that there may be a short silence until we get your questions. The first question will be made by Mr. Francisco Ruiz from Exane. Go ahead, sir. Good morning. Okay, I have a couple of questions for you. First of all, about the strength of the domestic market with this organic 9%. What's your forecast for the next semesters? Do you think that the deceleration of Spain's growth rate may actually be what may imply a lower growth rate for yourselves? And the geographic margins. You have reached pre-crisis levels. Where do you see the margins in the future? And finally, the level of debt at 1.4 times with your earnouts, it could be a bit more. What's your target? What's your debt target? And what will you do once you reach it? Thank you. Hello. Good morning, Paco. Thank you for all your questions. Let me start with the second one, or the last one, the debt level. As you know, the company has always wanted to be in debt and conservative debt ranges, about 2%, two times EBITDA, basically. And the use of cash that the company has been making in the past few years within its strategic plan implies materializing acquisitions whenever an opportunity comes and we're interested in it, and at the same time to pay our shareholders with a payout during the last few years which has been above 50% of our company's results. Of course, the acquisitions issue will be dependent on the activities that will come about, and as you know, it has to bear in mind the synergies that will allow us to obtain immediately a good return on capital. Now, with regards to the margins, it is true that we are reaching already pre-crisis levels. Obviously, the implementation of the best practices, which have not been extended homogeneously throughout the company, well, what it allows us to verify is that whenever we have implemented them, the margin levels that the company reaches are above the ones the company had before the crisis. And therefore, our expectation is that we will be somewhat above these figures, and this will be part of the presentation of the strategic plan, which we hope to be able to share with you next month. Now, with regards to Spain's strength, even though it is true that for a number of years we have had high growth rates which reflect the growth of the GDP in the Spanish market and a certain market share gain in the market. Well, now to talk about the macro evolution in Spain in the next quarter is a bit difficult. It's a bit early to do that. We will let a few weeks or even a few months to go by to see how the economy reacts and evolves, and after that we will react to it. Thank you. Next question, please. The next question will be asked by Bruno Vecca from CaixaBank. Go ahead, sir. Good morning. Well, I have three questions. The first one is related to the sales evolution. I want to understand what are the reasons for this, what we have seen during the third quarter in Spain on a standalone basis. According to my calculations, the sales evolution in Spain is 2% during the third quarter. And not taking into account of the 9 months, I want to understand what has happened here, to see why there has been this slowdown in Spain. And also, when we look at Central and Northern Europe, we also see a sales drop of 2% on the third quarter on a standalone basis. I want to understand that. Could you give us some details about that? It would be wonderful. The second question is related to the margins. I understand that the gross margin, given that it has had an impact between the average sale prices and the commodities prices, my question would be, do you believe it would be possible to transfer that commodity price increases to your average sale prices during the next quarters and thus recover your margin? And linking up with that, would it be possible to improve Fibers gross margins to the levels you have nowadays? And the third question is related to the cash generation, which has been very strong indeed during the third quarter. This is also highly related to the evolution of the accounts receivable, which have grown less than what we saw at the end of the last quarter. My question is this sustainable during the fourth quarter as well? Is there any room to improve this figure? And to bear in mind that given that you have an earn-out in the fourth quarter, do you expect the fourth quarter to keep on reducing as you have seen in the previous quarters? Thank you. Well, thank you, Bruno. Thank you, Bruno, for your three questions. Now, with regards to the sales evolution in Spain, it is true that the third quarter has a growth pace that's slower than the one we had during the first and second quarters on a standalone basis. In general, this is so because the third quarter is a quarter based on the maintenance and the upkeeping of the stock. We have to look at the campaign in an aggregate manner. That's what we always say, because both in terms of the mass market channel in July and somebody else who came in later, I mean, what guides us is, at the end of the day, the 9% growth of organic growth, which we believe is an excellent figure. We have had good growth rate levels for a number of years now. Now, in the case of Northern and Central Europe, it is also a quarter with a lower growth rate. Some positive growth is adjusted for each currency, but what we have to do is look at the total number. We have to look at the total campaign. And even though it is true that here we're not talking, I mean, once we have excluded the perimeter change effect because of the inclusion of Cyber mainly, we are not actually seeing the growth rates that we see in the south of Europe. And yet we feel satisfied with the business evolution in that region, and especially with the inclusion of Cyber. And this takes me to your third question about Cyber's margin. In fact, it's part of your second question. As you know, when we included companies just, you know, like Cyber, one of the synergies we always look for is to substitute the components supplied by third parties, by third companies, to complete Cyber's product range. And that inclusion, the fact that we have supplied Cyber with these components, is what actually allowed us to have a greater margin. This happened on the very first day. I mean, it doesn't happen on the very first day of the operation, but it happens throughout the first 2 years. And that's what we're doing now. And doubtlessly, Cyber will end up including an integrated margin in the company as a group. And the second part of your question, the question about the margins and the commodities transfer, it is true that we have had a small impact, but as we have done in previous years, whenever we have an impact due to commodity price increases, that increase is transferred to the price list during the next publication of the price list. for the following year. So that's what we have done this year as well. And therefore, we want to recover it in 2018. And finally, your question about cash generation. Rather than cash generation, the question is whether we will be able to keep on reducing our debt level at the year end. During the third quarter, this anticipated third quarter has generated much more cash than the previous quarter, the third quarter of the previous year. The truth is that during the fourth quarter, of course, we will generate a lot of cash, but there are a couple of factors which will make the debt reduction not to be as significant. Aqua with 8 million euro, which we have mentioned, and on the other hand, the dividend payment, which in this year will reach 15 million euro, which account for 5 additional million compared to the previous year. And that's why we'll be in debt ratios that will be slightly below these ones, but multiples that will be at about 1.4 times, more or less. Thank you. Any further questions, please, in the Spanish room? We have a new question from Alberto Sanchez from Vivendi's. Go ahead, sir. Hello, good morning. I have two questions for you. The first one is about the deceleration we have seen in the residential and pool and commercial pool during the third quarter. The deceleration in those two regions. Do you want to make any comments about the situation in Spain or anything else we should bear in mind? And the second question is about our organic CAPEX. You're using 6 million euro per quarter, and I wonder whether we should consider this level as sustainable in the future, or what do you think about it? Thank you. Well, thank you, Alberto, for your questions. Now, the sales deceleration during the quarter is obviously related to the factors we have mentioned during the presentation about the Spanish market. If you analyze it from the point of view of other areas, other geographic areas, well, they also have more or less the same impact. It is a quarter that's more, I mean, it's more concentrated on the stocks maintenance. And we have to look at it from the point of view of the whole campaign. Now, with regards to the CAPEX level, it is true that we're a bit behind what used to be the CAPEX level in the previous year, but we are more or less well aligned with the CAPEX levels we had foreseen for the year. And, well, we will be at levels of 13 million euro CAPEX approximately, similar levels to the ones, a bit below the ones we had in the previous year. Well, thank you. Any further questions, please? Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that in order to ask a question, you have to press 01 on your phone's dial. Thank you. Well, there are no further questions, so I give back the floor to the company. Thank you. Well, thank you all. This is the end of the presentation. We thank you for your participation, and we wish you a very good day. Thank you.